Hello, Tyreek?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Tyreek. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. I hope you're well today.
I am. Thank you.
Oh, good. Happy Monday.
Same to you.
So I'm just kind of pulling everything up here, taking a look to see. Now, it shows me here that Getting to Its Services is out of St. Louis, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then she put here that you're the sole owner, you do have helpers, and now you've taken it full time since February.
Ma'am.
Okay. And what's the bread and butter services for getting to it?
Could you explain that? Like, are you meaning what am I about?
Yes. What are you offering that's bringing you the best return on investment, hon?
So basically, it was all just like a list of side hustles that I started. I've been doing it like everything in it. Everyone's been calling me, so it's basically just like I do key programming. I do lockouts, detailed cars, moving and hauling.
Mm-hmm.
I bought one house that I'm trying to sell right now. But in a minute, I will be selling houses. Houses to sell. I have cars for sale. I go to the auction. There's a list of stuff. And that's what I was going to ask you guys. You guys don't necessarily work for Angie's Leads, do you?
We don't work for Angie's Leads at all. We work with Google directly.
Okay, so because that's what I was thinking. Because I'm not going to lie. So like, I want to talk to someone because with Angie's Lead, I don't think I want to do business with them anymore because I didn't know it was like you could basically like have to like with them. I thought like you would be able just to list the different things you do and then. And then people will start contacting you for that. But on Angie's Leads, it's basically like stuff like all the different services that's offered. And like a lot of those things that I can put on my profile, I don't specialize in or like if it's like how to program keys. I program keys, but I don't have a locksmith. Certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but my question now is, like if I was to cancel with Angie's Leads, could I still do business with you guys? Because I just feel like Angie's Leads, it's just like, they told me it was something it is not, but I still would like to be on Google, like, if that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, you don't have to be with Angie's Leads in order to work with us, by any means.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay? Angie's Leads has nothing, Angie's Leads is one of Google's biggest clients. Now, my one concern is for the services that you're offering, do you have any type of business license or LLC or registration with the city or the county?
No. I still don't have my LLC yet. I've been meaning to LLC it for a minute and just didn't get around to it.
Okay. All right. So did you register with the county or the city or anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have insurance for the company?
No.
Okay, that's okay. Do you have business cards?
I do have business cards.
Okay. And do you have photographs of your tools? Well, you could take photographs of your tools and equipment.
Yeah, I got lots of tools and stuff that I can take pictures of.
Okay. And then so we can use that. What about invoices? Do you have any invoices for your company that you've made yet?
No. I don't necessarily use invoices because I can't really say why I don't use invoices. I just, like I said, it was all just like side hustles that like it kind of just like turned still until full time, but now I'm looking up. Now I got now people are just recommending to their friend or their aunt or if I do this one thing for them, now they look for me to do this. So it was just like it was all just supposed to be like just side hustles, but then it just kind of just like grown into. So that's kind of pretty much that's kind of like the, like as far as like the insurance and the LLCs. I was supposed to get an LLC before I even started, but mm-hmm. it was like a lot of stuff that was going on, so I just didn't. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, it was just side hustles. I knew I always wanted to be a business, but it wasn't a business at first. But man, what it is.
Right. So with this, we list your company directly on the first page of Google, as well as with the Facebook ads for all the social media marketing. It's all included mm-hmm. with the package. So the major benefit to the position lies on the exclusivity. And what that means mm-hmm. is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close the category down. We won't work with anybody else who offers the same services that you provide to your clients. Now, monthly, you're looking at a flat monthly investment rate of $249 a month, month-to-month, no contract. There is a one-time setup fee. That's $99 to cover all of the initial programming. So it's $348 to get going, and then it's going to be $249 monthly after that. Okay?
Okay.
Now, specifically, what that's going to include for you is the first page placement on Google there within the local map where the business is physically located. It's also going to include all of the paid Facebook ads with the social media marketing. We include a full website with the program as well in order to make sure that your company has a proper representation. So not only do we go ahead and ensure that you're getting advertisement on the first page of Google, but we want to make sure that when people go to Google, they can see your menu, so to speak. They can see what it is exactly that you're offering and how you're going to provide those services with before and after photos, all those sorts of things, okay?
Okay.
Now, how does all this sound to you?
All of it sounds good. So like I just wanted to ask like with me like Kateka, I mean really I'm not like a legitimate business, so like how would like can't like what a, like
this is going to legitimize your business. This is going to make sure that people know that you are an actual company who's providing real services to your clientele while you're working on getting those licenses. That's why I asked you if you have the other things that we can use in order to verify the company, because this is going to bring in that steady flow of work while you're working on registering the company with the city and while you're working on getting the LLC and while you're getting the insurance and all of those things. This is going to provide you with that steady flow of work in order to ensure that you have those calls coming directly to you.
Okay.
That's what this does. This makes sure that you, so you know when you do a search on Google, like if you're looking for a handyman near me, that map will pop up in the middle of the screen with the little red dots on it?
Right.
That's called the Google local mapping section, and that right there is where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. So that's where people actually go to look for the type of services that you're providing to your clients. They're looking for car detailing. They're looking for handyman services. They're looking for you to come do a clean out, a haul off. Any of the services that you're providing to your clients, that's where they're going to go to look for those services, and that's where they're going to find you.
Then like for my business, it's under 1,000 different things. So I mean, you said it'll be $350 to start up, and then
correct. $249 after each month after that. It's just because we have to build the website. We purchased the domain for the website. So there will actually be a www.gettingtoitservices.com website, not just like a landing page or a profile page on Angie's List. Like this is an actual website where your clients can find you and they can see a dedicated space that's for your business and they know that you're legit.
Okay. I got one last little question. Like, how many out of the people that you work with, like would they say like good things about it? Would they say the $250 they spend monthly, would they say they make that back?
Oh, absolutely. That's why it's all done month to month. You pay as you go, Tyreek. So if you're not 100% satisfied, you have no reason to stay with the program. Now we do ask that you stick it out a minimum of 2 months so everything can come to full fruition. It's not done overnight. Your website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. The directories, like as we build out for Yelp, Apple, and Bing, we go ahead and program you in for all of the most popular places on the internet. Those take about 5 to 10 days. Your Facebook ads are completely up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The Google verification takes anywhere from 14 to 21 days. And then once we're verified, then we have the ability to go ahead and program you in there. But all of our clients for the past 19 years have chosen to keep coming back to us on a month-to-month basis. We don't have to lock you into a contract in order to get or keep your business. Because it's done month-to-month, you pay as you go. If you're not 100% satisfied, then you have no reason to stay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to roll it back and just go ahead and do it, because I think for my case, speak for no one else's, but mine is like you if you Google it's not like Angie List to where like it's basically like I can input what I want these people to search, right?
Yes, exactly. And then once you get the locksmith license, we don't want to start you out on locksmith, because let me tell you, locksmith is one of the hardest ones to get approved for. So until you have the locksmith license, we don't want to advertise for that, because it'll be stuck in limbo for a really long time. But what we can do is we can begin building for everything else that you're offering. We can make sure that you have the calls coming in for that. And then once you have the locksmith license, we can change gears to put you in under locksmith, because locksmith does require an advanced verification from Google. And we don't want to start that process for you until we know that you can get approved. You know what I mean?
And that makes sense, because technically I'm not a whole locksmith. Like I just program keys.
I understand. I understand.
I don't cut the keys. I don't know how to get the lock or anything.
Yeah. But you're still getting the licensing for that, right?
Like I said, it was all just a side hustle. Like, I bought a kit on Amazon.
That's amazing.
You know how Triple H come out and then I literally charged somebody $50 for it took me 3 minutes.
$50
for 3 minutes.
So, wow.
That's amazing.
Well, so we don't want to necessarily put that like that, because this is the thing, is it locksmiths, bail bondsmen, and garage door specialists, they all have to go through advanced verification through Google, which means they have to literally send in like a utility bill, and they have to do all this crazy stuff in order to get verified. Anything to do with locks, because Google holds them in a higher esteem, since they have access to they would have access directly to your home or to your vehicle or things like that. So we don't necessarily want to advertise for that until after we get you Google verified, because we don't want to put it in limbo for any reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that makes sense, that makes sense.
And I'm always going to tell you what's best for you and tell you the whole truth about it, because I don't want to mislead you in any circumstance or any reason. I want you to understand how it's going to work the best for your business.
Yeah, that's fine, because like I said, people, like these people, they might contact me to do this, and then once they find out that I do this,
exactly.
But it's just not going to be on Google.
So right, exactly. What's that?
I said, no, I was just saying, that's fine. Like, as long as, I'm pretty sure people still are going to contact me for the program keys, though, may come from Google. So,
right.
I think we're going to go ahead and do that, though.
Okay. You're going to love it. So let me get a little bit of information here from you, Tyreek. Is your first name T-Y-R-E-E-K, or?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is your last name, hon?
Duncan, that's D-U-N-C-A-N.
Okay. One second here. And your email?
My business email.
Okay.
And it's G-E-T-T-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's an extra N on the end.
Okay.
One second. Because I don't think I spelled it like how I spelled it in my...
Yeah.
I'm going to start from the top.
Mm-hmm.
It's G-E-T-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Another N.
Mm-hmm.
GETIST
Okay.
gmail.com.
Okay, so GET, is there only one T?
No, TT.
Okay, GETTINN point, POINT?
No, it's getting to it, but the getting, like, it's spelled the same as my business name, but it just has an extra N. I think someone took it with the one with the.
Got it. Getintoit@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am, with an extra N.
Got you. It's going to tell me right now if it's valid or not. Perfect. It's valid. I got the right. I got it down correctly. Okay. So this first one's going to come through to you. This first email's going to come through to you, and it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing, and it's going to be an overview of everything that I've spoken with you here about. And then the second one's going to be labeled client dashboard and analytics, and it's going to be an overview of the tracking and reporting system from which we will be, you'll be able to track everything. So you get a tracking system, you get a call tracking phone number that's going to allow for you to actually have a professional business line. Like, we put a professional business number with a recording. Thank you for calling Get Into It Services. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. Something along those lines. It's completely customizable, okay?
Yeah. I wish I would have signed up for this before I signed up for Angie Lee's, because Angie Lee's were telling me there was going to be something like this, and they were going to send me leads, but like, I don't really like Angie Lee's.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that. I'm not one to knock another company, but you're not the first person to say that to me. I've been doing this for 9 years, and my company's been in business for 19, so I've been with them a long time, and I've heard that quite a bit.
Yeah, it's good for people like this. Like, it's good for certain people, but like, it just doesn't work for me. That's why I'm not gonna say it's a bad company. It just doesn't help me out.
Right. Now,
okay.
I have, let's see here. I have a business address with your home office at 618 Science Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63137.
It should have been Scenic, and it's S-C-E-N-I-C.
Oh, my bad. That's exactly what it says.
I did the same thing. Still to this day, I still say Science.
No, oh, man. Well, we'll keep them on their toes, won't we, Tyreek? Oh, man. Now, tell me a little bit more about the services.
It's kind of like a list of side hustles that I started. I'm the only person as of right now. I do have helpers that I pay them out of pocket if I need them. And
that's
those,
fine.
That drives them more,
sure.
For more like,
bigger
like
job.
If I have like a haul, a moving job or something, or if I have like a, sometimes I might have someone go with me on the, to cut some grass or something, but it's mostly just me.
Okay. So what are we looking at here? I heard you say haul offs, lawn mowing, yard cleanup, right?
Yeah, landscaping. I'm not. And that's another thing. Like, I'm a mobile mechanic, and I have some mobile mechanic stuff. Like, I change brakes. I do like oil changes.
Okay.
And then just depending on certain stuff on the car, I can do stuff on the car. Or if I can't, I can point you in a direction. I sell cars.
Okay.
I bought a house in the tax auction last year. I'm gonna, but then now I'm trying to sell it. So eventually I'm
right. So that would be in a different category. Okay. So like the house selling and stuff like that would be a different category. For this one, we can do like the haul offs, junk removal, lawn mowing, landscaping, yard cleanup, handyman, mobile mechanic. Like, we can put those things in because all of that kind of falls like under handyman. And, but if we're selling houses, that's completely separate category and we need a different campaign for that. Okay.
Okay.
So you can still obviously tell your clients about that and share about that however you choose to, but as far as this, we can't focus it out that far, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know that you're offering quite a few services in and around the house as well, right? So you're doing like small handyman jobs. People call you out to make, you know, hang a door or fix something, right? Do a painting.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so like little small jobs like that. Mm-hmm. Well, I spend more of my time inside of cars, I can say.
Okay. So do you want to focus it more towards the car stuff or towards the house stuff? Because I think that the money is more towards where the house stuff is and getting people in getting into their homes and helping them that way. And then from there, you can use the mobile mechanic and stuff like that. But if you want to focus it more towards mobile mechanic, then we can.
I don't really go being people house unless I'm like moving them out. I mean, on Angie Lee's, they were saying like handyman, which, okay, yeah, I am a handyman, but
mm-hmm.
like they don't have more stuff like cars and like I said, I sell cars, I don't know, I'm always in a car. I can say I'm programming keys or if I'm doing a lockout.
Okay. So we're going to put it more towards the mobile mechanic stuff then. So we're going to put mobile mechanic and then we're going to put reprogram keys and then for the key fobs, right?
Yes.
Okay. Reprogram key fobs, mobile mechanic. Okay, with the mobile mechanic, what else are you offering?
Like I change brakes, oil changes, like little small stuff, calipers.
What about flat tires?
Yeah, that's what I was going to add on to. I'm basically like a roadside assistance.
Okay.
Yeah, fuel delivery, change tires, of course.
Got it.
Batteries, jump start.
Battery change out, jump start.
Yep. Okay. What else I got? That's pretty much it.
Okay, so we're gonna focus it more towards the mobile mechanic side of things.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds great. And then, do you have a Facebook page, a personal one?
Yes, I do have a Facebook page.
Okay. So we're going to build your business page as a derivative of the personal page, okay? So understand, they don't interact and intertwine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we will go ahead and we will make sure that people on the Facebook page don't see your personal information. It's kept separate, but we have to go in through the personal page in order to build the business page, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, with this, they're going to gain access to that during client onboarding. And then how far out or do you want to service your client?
Well, you mean like how many miles? That I was,
yeah,
like,
uh-huh.
About 20 to 30 miles or something like that.
Okay, perfect.
From my current location.
Yep. What are the hours of operation? Are you offering like 24-hour service, 24/7?
I mean, yes and no, because I do be busy a lot. So, and then sometimes I might just have a mental breakdown or I just need a mental break or just might need some me time. So then,
yeah.
I don't feel like. I'm like doing anything. I'll put everything off like quick. So when Angie Lee was asking the same question, I kind of really didn't even know how to answer that because like I should be 24 hours, but and like you can call me at any time, but I'm not working at any time. So
yeah, so it's just for the phone call. So if we put 24/7, they can call you. You can schedule it out whenever you need to.
Yeah, I mean, because someone they can always call me whenever, but as
right.
long as I'm not the person, I'm not going to be working it all the time though. So like,
understood. Nobody works all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Or sometimes I might be going through stuff, but sometimes I might be off for 3 days. Sometimes I might just be off for 2 weeks straight if I want to. So
Right. Okay. Well, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead. We're going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. But first, I do need to secure the listing. So, Tyreek, for the card you're putting on file, is it just your first and last name on that card, or is there a middle initial?
Let's see. I don't think I have my wallet on me right now. I'm going to a doctor's appointment right now.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna try to let me see if I can look it up on my car. Mobile banking app.
Okay, you're at the doctor right now?
Yeah, I was for my child.
Okay, and you don't need your wallet for that? That's tough.
I do definitely need my wallet, but just don't have to get to the car or something. Yeah, I think I probably have to go back to the car. Can I call you back in about 2 or 3 minutes?
Yeah, I can hold. I don't mind holding.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind holding. Take your time. I've got a couple emails I need to answer.
Okay. I'm just waiting for the first.
Sure. Take your time.
Okay.
I have to get a lunch with one of my